This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force Two landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order. Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite in putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announced on Sunday he intends to oppose a sweeping voting rights bill backed by the Biden administration. The senator tells CBS News any voting bill must be bipartisan or it won't work.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way.
Speaking on another network, Manchin said the bill, known as For the People Act, is the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country, end quote. Science strongly suggests that COVID-19 is man-made, two experts said Sunday. Writing an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Stephen Quay and Richard Muller pointed to two key pieces of evidence to support the claim. The two gentlemen noted that the double CGG sequence has never been found naturally among the entire group of coronaviruses, and that the coronavirus, with all its random possibilities, took a rare and unnatural combination. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The surge of illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexico border is having a negative impact on ranchers in the area. New Mexico rancher Russell Johnson on Fox News says the Biden administration and their policies is the root cause of his problems.
So we're located about 50 miles south of Deming, New Mexico, right on the international border. Our ranch runs for about 8 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And ever since President Biden took office, we're seeing a dramatic increase in illegal foot traffic, and it's very negatively impacting our ranching operation.
Mr. Johnson says the masses coming across the border is forcing his cattle out of the area where they feed.
You get the common problems that everybody sees along the border with the trash being left behind, the backpacks, the clothing, all the stuff that's in the backpacks gets scattered across the rangeland, and that's horrible for cattle they encounter, especially if they attempt to consume it. But what we're seeing right now is because we're in a D4 drought classification, our cattle are struggling to to get enough feed to maintain their body condition. So we're having to feed them, but we still have pretty good usable feed in areas along the border. And because we're having such an increase in foot traffic, it's keeping our cattle driven out of these areas. And we've had to try to push them back into these areas, and they keep getting pushed out by the amount of traffic that's coming through, particularly in the three-quarter mile gap that's been left, funneling all this traffic into our area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
Oh, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, didn't we? Really? We know that, right? We should know that by now. If we didn't then, and we thought somehow by a flip of a finger or maybe a couple of changed votes that all would be well here. We're in the middle of... we're in the middle of life, and we're in the middle of revelation of what the Bible said would happen. Phil Hotzenpiller is going to be joining us here in just a second, senior pastor at Influence Church and also the president and founder of American Faith. And Phil, let's bring you on right now. I know not too far from the church and the headquarters of American Faith, we had the shooting here a couple of weeks ago of this six-year-old boy that was laid to rest over the weekend, Aiden Leos. And, I was a bit elated in a sense that, with the news that, it looks like they've arrested the two people involved in the shooting. There was a reward of $500,000. It had grown to $500,000. And even the police had said, had told the family that with the dollars, and this was, I think, back when it was, it started out at $50,000, the fact that the family was putting up $50,000 for a reward leading to the arrest of the perpetrators of this murder, that they saw that as being quite encouraging. And so here we are, 10 times that number, and it looks like arrest, it doesn't look, arrest was effected yesterday afternoon.
Well, you know, this points to a lot of things. It points to, why does it take money to turn in a bad guy?
Yeah.
But let's just think about that one. Why is that? Why have we slipped so low in our morality as a society that a child can be shot and the perpetrator is not turned in until it hits a certain number of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think that's the most tragic indicator. Next to, of course, the worst one is that a child is shot out of, you know, a road rage situation.
Exactly.
But I think it's a moral barometer that we have to look at honestly and seriously. I mean, let me just ask you, if you knew of someone who did this, would money be the determining factor for you allowing the police to know that information that you knew?
I don't think so. I hope that it wouldn't. We're all human beings and different, you know, motivations and whatever, depending on the distance of influence you may have with those people. The thing that I was praying for throughout this ordeal, and you know, Phil, as well as I, you know, being a pastor, is that our conscience can weigh heavy on us. And I was just praying that the conscience of these two people would get to them in such a degree that they would turn themselves in. And I don't know if that's the case, but I would only hope and pray that that would be the case, because if it did and was, then these are redemptive signs, are they not?
They are. And let me just go back. And I don't have all the details, but it's my understanding that they did come forward on their own reconnaissance, I mean, on their own word. Well, they weren't turned in. Is that correct?
No, they were arrested at their home. Highway Patrol was watching them. And after they had breakfast, I guess, the Highway Patrol met them in front of their home and arrested them there.
Got it. Okay.
They still don't have the car, and but of course, according to the Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer, you know, you've got to go through all the legal rigmarole, get all the proper documentation, so that they can do a search and seizure of any property that could be complicit.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if you think about road rage, it's kind of a new thing. I mean, road rage used to be, you know, the worst thing was I yelled at somebody,
right?
And now it's gone to a whole new level. Why do I shoot somebody in a car because I'm so frustrated? And I think I go back to there's a barometer on society that we have to recognize that we have lost a sense of right and wrong, a sense of civility in a society. And whenever those things happen, you know, and fortunately this is not like something that happens on a daily basis, but it does point to a lot of things that I think we have to go back and look at, you know, what's happened to society and the goodness of man.
Exactly.
How do we bring that back to a center and to a place to where it, you know, everybody can benefit from it?
Yeah, you see, the question you're posing is what any good leader or CEO of a company would ask when they find themselves down the road. They're just not making the money they used to make. Profits are down. Attitude is askew. All this stuff. They go, wait a minute, let's stop. Let's analyze. Let's go back and find out where we made the wrong turn. And we have yet to see that in America as a nation, because we've made lots of wrong turns along the way, that some more definitive than others, that are all leading, and you can trace them, you know, to that decision. And the key choice was when America started letting go of its moral anchor points of a loving and activated God who wants the best for his creation. And we started buying into this narrative that God is relative, and then from relative to irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's the first rule of safe driving, Bill? A policeman on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
everybody drives better when you have accountability. And the same thing's true for society. When you know God is watching, he's on the corner, so to speak, you live your life better. If you have no sense that there is a God and no sense of eternity or accountability, you know, your life becomes more reckless as you go down that road.
Exactly. Well, that's what happened in New York, right? With Rudy Giuliani and, I guess, Braxton, who, you know, eventually, you know, came to Los Angeles as well and straightened L.A. out for a while until it couldn't help itself and decided the liberal ideas were better. They were going to just spit in the face of the results. But, you know, they called it the broken windows theory. They said, well, look at it. You know, if we were reactive about the little things, then the big things would take care of themselves. Well, sure enough, it happened. It was causal, and, you know, to your exact point. And this is what is happening. We're ignoring the little things. And of course, with this lawlessness, which you've talked about, what was it, 5 years ago, I think, when you and I are there, and you wrote a book about the lawlessness that was happening, and that, you know, you surprised, I think, one interviewer, because, you know, they said, well, what things, you know, should we worry about? And I mean, you might as well said to them, well, we should worry about the Russians, you know, but you said lawlessness, and it stopped them in their tracks. Lawlessness, really, you think? And now, Phil, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you brought that out and wrote a book about it, and we've been talking about it ever since, and here it is, lawlessness. It's probably, I mean, more manifest than you and I in our lifetimes than it's ever been.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. And we're going to see more of that unless we see a shift in society and the way we view law and the rule of law.
Yes, exactly. Law and order, it goes hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And, you know, some of the brain trust would want us to believe differently. But look at some of this stuff is just crazy. You know, sometimes you just need you need your Uncle Joe around that just says, you know what, you guys are idiots. You know, and then we'll stop having the conversation. You know, we just need somebody to put them in place. I was talking to somebody else about Richard Pryor after the Watts riots, and Richard Pryor had a rather stark verbiage that he would say that we couldn't say, but he could get away with it. We've got more from Pastor Phil after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. What do hot sauce, scrap metal, and beards have to do with the gospel? Well, the Tide Ministry's Year Beard campaign inspires men to get creative about sharing the gospel. Challenged to grow beards in 2021 for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry, every participant is spreading the good news in a unique way, but some are taking it further. One Year Beard participant partnered with a friend who makes hot sauce, offering free sauce as an incentive to support his hairy campaign. Another participant gathered scrap metal from friends and neighbors as a means to share about Year Beard and the Tide Ministry's mission. The Tide is proud to be working alongside these godly men in such creative ways. To find out how you or someone you know can participate in the Tide Year Beard Challenge, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Hey, Phil Hodges. Katzenfeller continues with us, the founder and president of American Faith. And I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil, boy, I'll tell you, this Wuhan leak, this lab leak, a hypothesis, which it's interesting, as a hypothesis, seems to have a lot more credence than the virus itself, the way it was presented, because it's surrounded by a lot of CYA theory and, you know, kind of what do you want to call it, depositioning or disinformation to get people to ignore really what's going on here. And what seems to be the case is you've got the uber elite scientists. And it's the same group of people that have been driving, when you think about it, it's the same people that have been driving this whole climate change narrative, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the principles and strategy of climate change, including the Imperial College, where this all became, you know, all came out of the same model, right? These knuckleheads that gave us this model for climate change and how the Earth was going to be destroyed and everything. And so somehow, I guess, they were able to salvage some sort of credence that some 20 years later, we listened to them one more time, the same people that gave us all that manure and mushroom mix that they're famous for. We listened to them regarding COVID, and they scare the holy heck not only out of America, but the entire world, the impact that it's had on its economy. And you wonder, you know, the critical question is, why? What was driving this? Whose rear end needed to be covered to this degree that the truth would be obfuscated and that we would be able to allow the mainstream media, social media, corporate America, everybody, entertainment, all involved in this grand cover-up? I mean, think about it. To me, it just blows my mind to think what has happened here, that this isn't happening by coincidence. This is definitely planned by an outside force that's deeper than the deep state, in my humble opinion.
No, I agree. And, you know, I just was curious. I put in Wuhan into AmericanFaith.com. I just wanted to see how many articles we had, you know, and it looked to me like there's at least 30 articles, and that's since April 18th. And all of them are building the scenario of something doesn't fit, something isn't right. Of course, last year I was speaking on this subject and saying there's no way this is hopping from a wet market, from one animal to a human. Mm-hmm. This is clearly gain of function, and that term was not real popular last
exactly.
year.
Exactly, yeah. Well, Phil, the gain of function, you know, this is the thing that's kind of blowing my mind, is this is nothing more than biological warfare. Now, biological warfare was declared illegal by the international community back in the latter 40s. So now we come up with this cute little name, we call it gain of function, which the bottom line is biological warfare. So what am I missing here?
Well, I think you're point on. And the point is, you said, okay, who's complicit? Why did they do what they did? And I think those are some of the answers that are coming to the surface. There's no doubt they tried to supplement science for God. Mm-hmm. And how many times did we hear, I'm just following the science?
Yes,
well,
right.
Now the science is revealing something different. So what do you do? Are you going to follow now the science also that says, yes, it came out of a lab, and yes, the Chinese hit it, and yes, there's a lot of culpability going here, and there's no doubt. Look, Fauci's going down. I mean,
yeah.
They need a good fall guy. I can't think of a guy I'd rather throw down the drain anyway, because mm-hmm. he's clearly lied and been duplicitous in what he said to us mm-hmm. as a people, and used
right.
his little position, you know, to leverage people into chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got, you know, corporate China, so to speak, and left wing, you know, have merged their minds, we lose ours. That's
yes.
really the bottom line. We lose our mind mm-hmm. when this kind of stuff goes on.
Phil, I use the analogy of the battle at Mount Carmel. And what it is, Fauci and the rest of his ilk are these prophets of Baal. And God is judging them. I mean, this is how this is, I'm seeing this. It's just, you know, I go, wow, God is awesome. I mean, we're just going to have this incredible reveal. And as you say, in a sense, a sacrifice to the false god of science, and get all the scientists that bought into this and enforced this narrative, because it's these same scientists in the same plan that they thrust upon the and I think the legitimate scientists that are here for good, and they've shut their mouths and said, you can't talk about, you know, climate change. And if you don't say exactly what we tell you to say, then we're not going to fund you. You're not going to be supported, and you are going to be marginalized and exited stage left. And so the same thing that they did with the climate scientists, they are doing with everybody else regarding this vaccine. We're vaccine deniers. We're COVID deniers, because we don't go along to get along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think it's interesting. We've got the governor who said, yeah, you can pull your mask off. Now he's kind of backtracking a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just went to Universal Studios, to celebrate a junior high grandson graduating, kind of transitioning from, you know, grade school into junior high. And I have never seen more people worried about mask enforcement than the people that work there. I mean, they must have got a real stern lecture, because, I mean, if it barely dropped below your nose, they were on you like nobody's business.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I said, well, aren't you excited? And here's the point I was trying to make. Aren't you excited because the governor's going to lift the ban mask on the 15th? I was saying it to one of the workers. Said, yeah, it'd be great, but it doesn't look like we're going to. You know, well, this is a private property, so we're probably going to keep the mask mandate in. So now you don't even have a reason to do it, because Fauci said, no, it doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. The governor said, well, yeah, I guess you can take them off. And now they're going, no, we're going to go ahead and keep it. Well, that's what's happened, a conditioning of the mind to operate in a new reality. Right. There's what's really happening here, Bill.
Right. Well, and this is scary, because this is happening to a free America. You know, Phil, this past Sunday was the anniversary of D-Day, which our own president kind of ignored, wanted to talk about other things that he felt were more important. But, the question came to mind as I was considering it. I go, would today's America answer the call of D-Day today?
Yeah, I think not. I think there's a strong part of society that is very similar to that. But I think overall society would say, no, let's just send in, let's just send in some money and try to help somebody else. We won't fight that fight anymore. Yeah. One of my best friends, I mean, his dad, you know, survived Normandy, and you know, the death rate of those landing crafts was, I don't know, 90% on that first round in.
Right.
But his dad said, look, you're going to go to school, you're going to get straight A's, two of you are going to be doctors, two of you are going to be attorneys. I mean, he said, I didn't climb Normandy for you to not work hard. Yeah. And guess what? Four boys, two doctors, two lawyers, right? And so he helped the boys set the stage for where they're going because of the price he paid.
Amen.
What price has the average American parent paid in order to say to their kids, you're going to make a difference in this world?
You see, and that, and those words are so powerful that every American citizen and young child should hear and own it as their own. Because whether or not it was this father for his kids, ultimately it was for all the American children. And oh yeah, by the way, it didn't matter the color of the skin. It just mattered that you were American, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, this whole issue of white supremacy is just driving me nuts here, because it's like this is an itch that is being created by Joe Biden and the Democrats that's not there, Phil. I mean, you know, he talks about white supremacy. I'm saying, okay, what is a white supremacist, Mr. President? Who are the white supremacists?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got more mixed marriages than we've ever had. Go ahead.
Well, and how about him saying that, hey, the biggest threat to America is basically whites. Well, he should step down then.
Right, exactly. I mean, Bill Hodson Biller has been our guest. Thank you, Bill.
Of Health and Human Services. Over 200 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated will be a bigger challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates nearly a quarter of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Matthew Melikowski, System Director of Population Health and Ambulatory Care Pharmacy at Ochsner Health.
COVID-19 has caused tremendous suffering for millions of Americans. It can have serious life-threatening complications and spread to friends and family. But vaccines offer hope. Vaccinated individuals can resume activities in most places without masks or social distancing. Stopping a pandemic requires using all tools available, and vaccines are among those tools. COVID vaccines authorized in the U.S. are safe, have undergone rigorous safety monitoring, and have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death. Let's get vaccinated and put the pandemic behind us. We can do this.
For more, visit vaccines.gov.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris' diplomatic trip to Guatemala and Mexico got off to a rough start on Sunday after her plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 25 minutes after it had taken off. Air Force Two landed safely. Spokesperson Simone Sanders says the plane returned because of a technical issue and said there was no major safety concerns. A federal judge has overturned California's three-decades-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violates the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom condemned the order. Gun Owners of America spokesperson Antonia Okafor on Fox News says the judge made the right decision.
Yes, let us give the power back to the people and actually protect their rights to keep and bear arms. We're seeing a lot of representatives who do the opposite and putting these people in this position. So the federal judge is absolutely correct.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, baby, you just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it.
You know, really, you know, when you consider who you hope in, yes, things can be tough. But when you hope in God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we can sing that song, you know, and just praise God that, you know, that we don't have to lose hope. That we can hold on because God is faithful to his promises. The one who says, I know the plans I have for you. Not to harm or hurt you, but to give you a bright future and hope. This is what he promises. Jeff Galler joins us right now, and we're going to talk about the global media outreach. I believe I met with Jeff and maybe Walt Wilson a couple of years ago at the National Religious Broadcasters. And I was just blown away at what global media outreach has been doing. And since its founding in 2004, they presented the gospel to over, and get this, 2 billion people worldwide. 2 billion. Okay? Incredible. They're now reaching 400,000 people every day with a gospel presentation. And Jeff Galler has now been elevated to chief executive officer. Walt has turned over the reins to Jeff, so now it's going to all be Jeff's fault. and I think he can handle it. Jeff, are you ready?
I guess if I'm not, I better be, huh?
Oh, look at hey, you guys have had such a great organization, a great team and leadership there. And I know the vision that you have for global media outreach, which we're going to talk about more, is really, you know, taking the organization to the next level that Walt had had envisioned to begin with, right?
Yeah, you bet. Hey, it was the NRB conference right before COVID decided to rear its ugly head, and we were able to sit down personally and just talk together. We had a great time, so it's good to hear from you again, Bill.
Well, I appreciate the time, and thanks for coming on. And now that you're in the big chair and feeling all the pressure, but all the hope, too, because, again, as I was saying earlier, our hope comes from God. And that's what I'm reminded, because sometimes, you know, when you have this sense of vision, you say, well, where does that God, is it me? Is it out of my own desire, my personal ambition, or is this coming from you? But it is God that gives us these grand ideas and imaginings, isn't it?
Well, it really is. We can come up with ideas on our own, but if God's not coming up with the ideas, it's doomed for failure.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we look at what you were just talking about, hope, wow, what a key word that is for us and for the ministry. You know, we share that hope of Jesus Christ with over 400,000 people a day, like you said, and offering them that hope. Now, they, of course, have to receive it and accept it and pray to Jesus for it, but we at least offer that opportunity for the hope of Jesus.
You know, Jeff, you would think, in light of where the world is right now, in need of a vaccine, this is the eternal vaccine that's available to them. And you don't have to go to a doctor's office. You don't need a booster along the way. It is immediate and amazing. I mean, this is the ultimate eternal vaccine that you would want. And that would be the vaccine of Jesus Christ, if I can put it in those terms.
Well, that's right. It's all about eternal life. It's all about changed life. You know, we'll say hope, but that is the hope of the future. But what you're looking for is a changed life. You're looking for a new life. Your ultimate goal is heaven, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. And here's an interesting thing for you, Bill. We, coming up probably this week, if you were to go to our website and look at the live map, you would see that we're going to cross over 250 million indicated decisions probably later this week or the first part of next week since our founding in 2004.
Wow.
So that part, so that number, that big, huge number, over 2 billion people have actually heard, but the more important number is how many people have actually accepted that invitation and accepted Christ and then prayed that prayer of salvation to him and received that eternal life, that vaccine, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the rest of them are in the shadow of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit continues to work on them and bringing to mind, you know, what has already been sealed in their conscience, you know, lest any of us would have an excuse. I mean, this is something that God has baked into the cake, so to speak, in our own conscience. And that's a hard thing to ignore. But, you know, though the cultures of the nations would say otherwise, there is just something so powerful and unquenchable when it comes to the truth. Because it wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and reminds you that something is not right.
That's right. The Holy Spirit can really talk to you. And, you know, it's not in a bad way. It's in a good way. It's in a comforting way. It's like giving that hope. Yes, it's so right, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because some people want to think that, you know, like the Holy Spirit's going to descend on you with a sledgehammer. It's not. I mean, the Holy Spirit comes as a comforter, as one to, you know, convict you. And the thing that I guess that people might feel is harsh is the differential between, you know, right and wrong that we may realize. But once you understand and have that that knowing and that distaste for wrong, that's what drives you to the cross. It drives you to Jesus, and you start the journey of renewing your mind on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. and you realize that, you know, we're here to serve and to bring others to the truth of God, right?
That's exactly right. Well, and that again, being a reproducing believer.
Yes.
You know, having that joy of salvation in your own life and then turning around and offering that gift to someone else, so very important.
Well, Jeff,
people need that.
Well, as the new CEO of Global Media Outreach, tell our audience what your plans are and your goal for 2030.
Well, you know, Walt's original vision for the organization back in 2004 was that everyone on earth would have multiple opportunities to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's about 7.5 billion people in the world right now, and we've reached about 2.1 billion people. That's not to say we're, you know, reaching everyone, but we're reaching a lot of people by the year, and we're reaching about 400,000 people a day. Mm-hmm. We're working right now. We've built the infrastructure. We've got the engines going right now, and we're starting to build up. And we really want to start within the next year reaching 2 million people every day.
Wow.
If we reach 2 million people every day by the year 2030, we will have reached 7.5 billion people since the organization was founded. Not to say you've reached everyone, but at least shooting for that target right there, that we could reach 7.5 billion people near 2030.
Right.
Offering them an opportunity for hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're guilty of hearing Jesus and taking his command seriously.
You know, I guess we are. You know, we started really praying hard, Revelation 3:8. That God would open doors. And we heard him, we really feel like as a team, we heard him saying that he's opening doors that no man can slam shut.
Yes.
And as we watch that, we're seeing opportunities out there that we've never seen before. We're seeing people that are responding like never before in this time that's been just absolutely brutal on people. You know, last year, a lot of, we saw people just with fear, anxiety, uncertainty about the future in numbers like never before. And to be able to offer that hope is something that's been great.
Jeff, what can we do to you know, come alongside and co-labor with you?
You know, the obvious thing is, hey, anything we can do to get the funding that we need to do it. But the biggest thing, honestly, we are a ministry that believes in prayer.
Yeah.
We bring everything up before God. And God provides. So be in prayer for it. Just we look for bigger, better ways to reach more and more people. And that God's name would be glorified this whole thing.
Yeah, that we would see his provision. You know, sometimes we can be like Abraham on that mountain. You just can't see that goat that's stuck in the thicket, that sacrificial lamb, right? And pray that would be the case. Jeff Galler, the new CEO for the Global Media Outreach. Thank you, Jeff.
About refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLS Access.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787, an equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your faith implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz joins us, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, where you can be in the flow of the know, whatever's being streamed, you know, the movies, now that theaters are starting to come back ever so slowly. I mean, we just... I still haven't had my my participation fulfilled by way of movie popcorn yet. So I guess I'm just too busy these days, Adam, to break away because there are some theaters now opening up here in Florida. So happy to see that happen.
Yeah, you know, they're opening up pretty much across the board in most places, and certainly box office totals aren't quite back where they were pre-COVID, but that demand has been pretty robust the last 2 weeks. So that would seem to indicate people are ready to get back to normal and go see a movie.
Exactly. I guess maybe in some of these theaters, I don't know if they're doing it, if somehow they are you know, delineating special spaces for people who have been vaccinated. I still don't know how they're proving that. You know, I go into some facilities and they just, you know, they'll say, well, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated.
Right.
Well, you know, it's not like they're asking me for any certification. Right. But, oh, yeah, you, like you, you know, I've had the COVID. So, they, you know, the scientists, if you're following the science, I guess we're supposed to follow the science sometimes, but maybe not other times. I don't know. I'm confused about it all. But they say that if you follow the science, you can appreciate that if you've been naturally immune by the virus itself, you know, that's a good thing, and it's actually better than the vaccination.
Well, and here's the other thing. I have been to a couple of movies, and at least in our areas, they've all converted now to the big chairs where you reserve seats ahead of time.
Right.
Or if you show up at the box office, you just pick your seats. And they're automatically, you know, wherever you pick, they leave two seats in between you and the next people. At least they were. Maybe they're not doing that now.
Right.
And you have these huge rows Honestly, being in a movie theater, and I think I've probably said this on your show before, feels way safer than me going to a restaurant where you've got people much closer, mm-hmm. you know, who everybody has masks off. So, you know, in terms
or
of
even even safety, flying on a plane, Adam. Oh, I mean, now the middle seat is gone, and right. they've got you next to each other, and everybody's nervous, you know, kind of deal. And like I was mentioning to the audience, one flight to California, the gal was on the window, the other gal in the same row. I was in the same row, but I was in the other aisle seat across the way. And you have a gal in the window and a gal in the aisle. Well, the gal was eating. Well, you can't eat through the mask, right?
Right.
You know, it gets to be messy. So she's lowering her mask, and the gal in the window, she was just going sideways, because the gal was lowering her mask
to
eat.
From her.
Well, I mean, it was just like, I mean, she couldn't crawl into the window enough, you know, just she was repulsed by this gal who was lowering her mask just to, you know, to get something to eat. And another friend of mine who's on the show with us every week, Roy Murdoch, he had related that on one flight they had given him these, something to eat, the snack to eat. And then they came and just started hounding him about lowering his mask to eat the snack that they gave him.
Well, I was in the airport last week. I wasn't flying. I was picking up a niece, an unaccompanied minor, who was flying in to spend the week with my kids at camp. I had never done this before. When you pick up an unaccompanied minor, you go and get a boarding pass and you meet them at the gate. Well, mm-hmm. it was like COVID had never happened. I'm like, if you're COVID phobic, I mean, jeepers,
yes.
the airport is not the place you want to be.
Right. Well, you know, in some cases, you know, in some places you can go, it's like, okay, it's pretty close to normal. But in some cases, the TSA, it's like, boy, the government has basically subordinated some authority to them because they don't want to be, you know, looked upon as being so draconian. And
right.
even though that dog left the building a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're trying to pretend something else. And so, and here's the TSA. They love the authority. And it's like, oh my gosh, what are you guys doing here? I mean, we're all human beings here, except for the crazy lady trying to beat up the flight attendant. That's a whole nother deal. We just pray for her.
I think the irony is that we're living in a time where, in many ways, we're encouraged to do whatever we feel like. Right. And everybody did what was right in their own eyes. And yet at the same time, we have a government that is cracking down on all of these rules. And honestly, it's a little bit schizophrenic. And I'm not excusing anybody's bad behavior, but I'm never surprised to hear stories about people going a little bit crazy, because which message are we supposed to internalize? You know, go do whatever you want. No limits, no rules, just right. It's all good. You know, when we can do whatever we want with regard to sexuality or drugs or, you know, even immigration, mm-hmm. you know, the message consistently is there are no limits at all. It's all on the table. Mm-hmm. Except for this stuff, you know, then you need to watch out about all these things. And people are confused.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, it's unhinged, but this is what happens. I mean, God warned us of this. He said, look, if you turn your back on me, boy, welcome to the world of chaos. And this is what we have. Lawlessness and law and order, which go together, that's out the window. Crime rates are up.
Oh,
people walking down the street, getting their heads knocked off just because, they're Asian. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, I don't care if you want to somehow excuse and say, well, this person has a mental condition. Well, then you need to arrest that mental condition. You've got to find a place for it, because being out amongst, everyday people that want to live their lives in peace, you know, and be able to share that with their family and their kids, that's unacceptable, to have this kind of misbehavior, you know, being seen, and people, America, just not coming around and just yelling and screaming and saying, this is outrageous, this is unacceptable, we are not going to accept this anymore. But this is what happens. You handcuff the police, and then you wonder why, when you call 911, they're not there. And in some cases, you've got some districts saying, we're not going to answer some of these calls. So when you dial 911, we're not going to be able to help you. You got to take care of that yourself, because we've got bigger fish to fry here right now.
No, that's exactly right. And what do you again, we've got so many mixed messages that are flying around, and the result is chaos.
Yes.
And we see that. That's what happened, that passage from the Bible, and every man did what was right according to his own eyes, mm-hmm. is from the book of Judges in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And we have this series of kings who did whatever they want, and the message of the book overall, I'm summarizing, is when everybody does what they want all the time, what you get is exactly what you just said. You get total chaos.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And the rule of law really depends upon a certain minimum agreed upon level of, compliance with our government and with
right.
those establishing the laws. And, it's a mess right now.
well, we've lost, so much of our heritage along the way because we've disanchored ourselves from these moral moorings that are so critical that God put into place for us. I mean, that's okay. We'll take it from here. We don't need that. And, to the point that here it was Sunday, I should say, anniversary for D-Day, right? And our own
yeah.
president forgot about it. I guess
yeah.
the committee
yeah.
that is running this country somehow would forget about something as important as D-Day. But the question came to mind, Adam, and I shared this with somebody else. I just said, would today's America answer the call for D-Day?
Right. No, that's a really fair question. And I think that we have drifted from a country that has a shared sense of moral obligation to the greater good
mm-hmm.
into something closer to Yugoslavia where you have all these tribes fighting with each other. And
right.
I remember in the 1990s when Yugoslavia came apart and we were all sort of aghast at the atrocities being committed. We're not quite there yet, but man, the irony of multiculturalism and all of the postmodern thought about do whatever you want is it just creates all these warring factions. And
well,
you don't have a unified center. And again, the result is chaos.
Exactly. Well, when you are murdering the unborn at the record numbers that we are
yeah.
doing here in America, and, you've got a shooting of a six-year-old on a freeway on his way to school. The stories, the heartbreaking stories that, that you don't even necessarily read about, but that are happening in everyday America. What we see is a microcosm of the condition of our culture today, to your very point. So what are we going to do about it? I mean, do we need more six-year-olds that are murdered on the streets of America? Do we need more abortions? I mean, when is it? Is 65 million? Is that the wake-up
yeah.
call? And we finally say, is it 70? What's the number?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I saw a very provocative billboard here in Colorado Springs yesterday driving. Really got my attention. It had a whole bunch of Dalmatians on it, and I thought maybe it was something with Cruella or
yeah, right. uh-huh.
101
yeah.
Dalmatians. And the headline was, if they killed a million puppies, would you pay attention? Would you
oh,
care?
Wow.
I thought, well, that's a pretty good billboard because,
yes.
we value all sorts of things except the dignity and the sanctity of life that Scripture again tells us is set apart. That as cute as my puppy is, he does not have the ultimate worth of being created in God's image. And we
right.
have been created in God's image to love each other and to help each other, not to attack each other.
And to your point, people have to pause for a moment, have that Salem moment, consider that it goes full circle. Because if you cannot be a respecter of life, then you can't respect your own life. So when they come after you and debase you and dehumanize you, then quit complaining because this is the world that you participated in and contributed to its current existence, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There he is. Okay, we've got Adam Holtz, PluggedIn.com director. That's where you want to go, PluggedIn.com. And get the latest reviews on the movies and what's streaming for you and your family. Adam, thank you, buddy. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.